Welcome to Eurovision Week!
Happy Eurovision Week!
Very exciting times ahead, but before we start doing all reviews, all predictions about what's going to happen this week, we wanted to share with you most of the interviews that we did during the Eurovision in Concert press event. Some of them you will see in full on our Instagram, because we need to do some translation, the one for Nebulosa, Spain. But here you will find
Finland, Italy, Lithuania, Ukraine, Czechia, Spain.
And Spain, that will be the last one. But yeah, the Spanish one we will upload with subtitles to our Instagram account. So please keep an eye so you can fully understand the full interview.
My name is Barbara. We are from the Eurovision Files. It's a podcast.
Okay. All right, cool. Hey.
Yeah. We are from Finland. My name is Teemu.
And I'm Henry.
We are Windows 95 Man.
You were kind of threatened to change your name.
Yes. But I was thinking that I need to change my name, but then it was opposite, that I can keep my name, but then I need to pixelate everything.
Did you have like a backup name?
No, like I get like million messages, like all kind of 9 to 5 Man and all kind of stuff, but like I was like, it's okay. But yeah. I was like gambling. I was thinking that I can keep the name.
We love hoping. The fact that you kept the name.
I love it.
So can you talk us through a little bit about your performance? Are you planning to do the same thing that you did during UMK for the national selection? You have something under your sleeve?
Small tweaks, like everything is just like every second is just more epic, like we have more time to practice, and like I learning some dancing skills, and like just learning. This is like a school for me. Like I hated before this, like the choreography stuff, but now I secretly love it. Like I love rules suddenly. I don't know what is happening. Yeah.
Are we going to check to get some fire? Like woo-hoo.
Yes. And they had. I heard that they went already to Malmö, but they didn't find exact the same what we had UMK. So the Pyrokai needed to travel back to Finland to get the exact same, because that's important. That's important. That's the highlight. That needs to be perfect. But
yeah, apparently there's different kinds of fires.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. Sweden doesn't have Finnish fire.
Finnish fire.
But well, you're close enough to travel to Finland. So, do you have like a favorite Eurovision entry ever?
Ever.
It's just like it depends of the mood. Like I like, if I want Eurodance, I want Gina G. Ooh, add that a little bit. If I want like modern stuff, then it's like my guilty pleasure is the Loreen Euphoria. It's just like I love it always. And then, but the number one is always the Hard Rock Hallelujah, Lordi.
Oh yeah, good.
That's a big memory. First time ever Finland wins something. Our small country.
Are you a big Eurovision fan?
I'm a moderate Eurovision fan.
Okay.
To be honest, like I watch it every year, and but. Yeah, I'm not like listening to the music like throughout the year, but when the season comes, I listen to a lot of Eurovision music.
Yeah, and I think it's just there's some kind of revolution right now, thanks to maybe Kääriä or something like that. It's more kind of brave and wild. That it's kind of I'm really looking forward this year. Like it's really really nice stuff and really nice artists.
So how are you feeling, Sylvester, with all the Eurovision environment?
I'm really good. Everyone's so lovely, and today is a fun day. I don't know. I hope, hopefully, coming to the evening, the mood will not set down. But so far, it's really fun.
Yeah. So about all the pre-parties, how are you feeling about the mood? Because you said you don't want the mood to go down.
Yeah, well, sometimes when you're like very happy for a few days, the next few days are usually not very happy.
Yeah.
But I just keep on going because the next day something else is going on and I still have to be in that, you know, ready mood.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes I just wish I had a day where I just lay in bed without moving like a dead animal. Yeah. And then I can come back tomorrow and be happy again. Yeah. You know, but I'm not complaining. Obviously, we're doing amazing things. Everything is so exciting. And yeah, one day will end very soon. So I just have to push through, power through, and enjoy every moment.
Yeah, the Eurovision experience is super intense for you guys.
Definitely.
You come from your national selection, and you get thrown out into the bigger European world. So are you feeling the pressure now?
I don't feel the pressure. I just feel I'm just very grateful. Mm. And I don't think any other artist in the world can experience what we're experiencing during Eurovision. I feel like even the biggest pop stars of the world, when they do world tours and stuff, I don't think it's the same. It's just very different. It's a contest, you know, but it's also like very, very massive and like,
Do you have a favorite Eurovision entry of all time?
I don't have one favorite, and I really dislike this question.
any top three favorites?
Oh, there's so many good ones. Like, each year, I usually don't prefer the winners.
Yeah, okay.
But then, after a few days, I'm, like, obsessed. So it takes time for me to appreciate them.
Yeah.
But I loved a lot of them. Conchita, obviously, changed history and the world was never the same. I usually love the Netherlands, Arcade, so many good ones.
Yeah.
And obviously Loreen, how would you not mention Loreen?
The queen.
Yeah, the queen of Eurovision.
Yeah. So you are a big Eurovision fan.
Yes.
You tried to go into Euro Junior a few years back. So
a few years back. That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. I was like 12 or something.
You're still young.
Well, it was like 14, 15 years ago. Definitely not a couple.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm very excited and I'm having fun in this crazy world.
How is this Eurovision environment different from Sanremo?
Well, it's bigger and it's very beautiful because it's like a union of the country. So it's a moment to learn from the other countries and to be creative. So it's a different thing, and I really like it.
Nice, yeah. Do you have like a favorite all-time Eurovision entry?
Well, I don't know. Marco Mengoni.
Last year, Marco Mengoni.
Yeah.
Marco was amazing.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about being one of the favorites? Because you're at the moment, you're in the top three of the odds. So people are expecting for you to be very high up in the final classification. How are you feeling about that?
I just want to take these things as something good for me.
Yeah
like as love from people. Because if I open the door of the expectation, I will not close. So I don't want to have pressure in this experience. It's so beautiful. I want to leave it without pressure, without too much pressure. So I'm so glad, and I want to thank you, thanks people that believe in me.
Yeah. You know who told me that exact answer last year?
Sorry?
You know who told me that last year? I don't want to feel the pressure, I just want to enjoy.
Yeah.
Lorraine told me that last year, and she won. So I think it's a good mindset to have, enjoy the moment.
Yeah, it's a good mindset to live this experience at 100%. So I wanna continue.
I was saying if there's a clue outside. Are you a big Eurovision fan?
Yeah, I've always I've seen it a lot of times when I was youngest.
Yeah. I'm here with Ukraine. How are you feeling about Eurovision?
And we just have sound check already now, and it was perfect. Really big stage, really good sound. We enjoy all the stream.
Had time to like spend more time.
As you know, last year the contest was held the UK Liverpool on behalf of Ukraine.
Also, we were there.
Do you think? Yeah, we were there. See, do you think the UK did a good job in hosting?
Everyone is super nice. Everyone is super thankful because you did so many stuff for us, including Ukrainian village.
And we always use this possibility to say thanks for helping again to all people in UK. And it was really cool because it was a lot of Ukrainian different artists, and Jerry Mew was also. And it's a big one.
Yeah.
Next year we're traveling to
now. That's the goal.
So now that's right.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm a bit ill, to be honest, but that's all right. We'll power through. And the arena is amazing tonight.
Yeah. So it's a big capacity arena. Perfect preparation for Eurovision, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How have you been enjoying all the free parties?
It's been intense. It's been a lot, but it's been so lovely meeting all of the fans, all of the people. It's just been really, really good.
So what's the thing that you like the most about Eurovision, now that you are in the contest?
I think the sense of community, be it within the artists or within the other, like within the fan base, it's just a sense of like community, unity, and everyone talking to each other. And it's very supportive and like safe place for me, at least.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about Eurovision. It's a safe place for everyone, very diverse, welcoming. So that's why I think it has
We all love
fans.
It. Yeah, of course.
What do you think will happen in the semifinals, grand final? Do you have something on your sleeve to prepare for your performance?
Hey, California.
I cannot tell you, of course. Well, what I can tell you is that, like, for the pre-parties, we prepared like a very special concept in my mind. We wanted to guide all of the viewers through the five stages of grief. I don't know if you've heard what five stages of grief, when you break up, when something happens, you go through grieving. And we already did denial and anger the previous ones. So tonight we're showing bargaining, like when you're plead. So you have to watch closely and see if you see it. And it all culminates into a big thing in Malmo.
So is it because Maria is doing
on her own, so you see that that's
Final,
I defy,
I think, yeah, it should be, right? Yeah. Should be. Are we changing something for the final?
Cutting the line.
It's a secret. I'm going to get to know.
Yeah, really.
Do you have a favorite but artist for the history?
Stuff like that. You mean in general, ever or ever in the history of Eurovision? I do really love... Måneskin, obviously, and Verka Serdyuchko is close to my heart, always.
Okay, so I still don't understand how she's working.
No, I don't know.
Are you a big Eurovision fan?
I am a Eurovision fan. We did used to watch like snippets, bits in there, bobs there. Unfortunately, I don't have like a running history tradition with my family like a lot of people do. We did do like a Eurovision bingo with my friends last year, and it was quite a fun. Yeah,
the bingo. Who won?
I didn't win. I don't know. Not me. And yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Okay. I think it's amazing.
Thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
¿Qué tal la experiencia eurovisiva después de ganar el Benidorm Fest?
Pues estamos súper emocionadas por poder pasar por esta aventura y esta experiencia, la verdad.
¿Era como os esperabais?
Bueno, no, la
como
verdad
no
es
lo esperábamos, está sorprendiéndonos esto, todo.
Claro, esto es de una magnitud inmensa, ¿no? Es precioso todo lo que está pasando.
¿Tenéis algo preparado para la actuación en la gran final de Eurovisión? ¿Estáis guardando algún secreto?
No, la verdad es que vamos a seguir con nuestra propuesta porque es lo que ha gustado, perfeccionando todo lo que es el tema de coreografía, la voz también, intentando que salga lo mejor posible. Y es lo que
preparándonos, pretende. Sí, preparándonos.
Creo que la letra de vuestra canción tiene mucho empoderamiento y mucho poder, ¿verdad?, hacia la sociedad. ¿Creéis que fuera de España se está entendiendo? Incluso en España también ha habido un poco de polémica.
Sí, la verdad es que estamos súper felices porque la canción, el hecho de estar aquí en el Benidorm y luego en Eurovisión, primero era nebulosa, ¿no?, pero se ha convertido en que el mensaje ha llegado a todo el mundo, la gente se siente identificada y de ser algo personal, ¿no?, porque es una canción autobiográfica, se ha convertido en que la gente se ha sentido identificada y es un mensaje de, sin quererlo, de esperanza.
Sí. Yo acá doy clase en la universidad sobre Eurovisión, les puse vuestra canción, es de decir, y son gente británica y entendieron la canción, la performance, todo a la perfección.
Todo,
mejor que mucha gente en España.
Sí, era una cosa que nos preocupó un poco al principio, porque nosotros no esperábamos ganar el Benidorm Fest, para empezar, y obviamente no pensábamos estar ahora mismo aquí, entonces no nos preocupaba que nuestra canción se entendiera o no en Europa, ¿no? Pero ahora mismo, solo con las muestras de cariño y de afecto que nos llegan de todas partes del mundo, en muchos idiomas diferentes, no voy a decir en todos, pero en muchos, ya nos damos cuenta que no ha hecho falta explicar, ¿no?, de qué va la canción.
Sí, es así, yo creo que la gente ya lo está entendiendo, además, con los recursos que hay hoy en día de traducción y demás.
No, y que también nuestra propuesta, ¿no?, la edad que tenemos, lo que ha hecho también es que la gente, aparte del mensaje, ha dicho, estas personas con esta edad, ¿no?, están cumpliendo sus sueños, y es lo que hemos transmitido, que no necesariamente te tienes que venir abajo cuando crees en un sueño.
Para nada. Y en Eurovisión no hay edad, eso no importa para nada.
Se demuestra constantemente porque vemos gente de todas las edades. Hace 2 días estuvimos tocando en una discoteca que el que organizaba, el promotor, tenía 66 años y reabría esa discoteca 44 años después de que la abriera en su momento, y tenía una ilusión por hacerlo y se sentía inspirado por nosotros, nos lo dijo así de claro, o sea, es que me inspirasteis a que esto tenía que volver, ¿no?, cuando vi la canción. Y son mensajes muy, muy bonitos para nosotros, muy... No sabes por dónde... Tienes que ir asimilándolo, la verdad.
¿Creéis que la percepción de Eurovisión ha cambiado en este último año o a partir del Benidorm Fest en España?
Sí, en España sobre todo, porque desde que empezó la primera edición del Benidorm Fest es como que hay diversidad de propuestas, de estilos, ¿no? Con diferentes edades también, es que ha cambiado mucho. De hecho, a mí me llamó la atención porque el hecho de ver a Rigoberta y a Barry Brava, para mí me llamó la atención y dije, bueno, ¿por qué no presentarse? Y a lo mejor pues puede pasar, y mira por dónde ha pasado.
Todos mis buenos deseos para Eurovisión, seguro que lo vais a hacer genial.
Muchas gracias.
Estoy muy contenta que hayas ganado.
Muchas gracias. Gracias.
Remember, you can subscribe to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, leave a 5-star review, and check out our Instagram account.